Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. I hope that you had a great weekend, that you were able to unplug and just spend some time with your friends and your family, and really be able to have some time to dive into the Word and just have some alone time with God, which is so important, especially with the week ahead. But to start the week off right, the word we're going to be meditating on is fasting. Of all the spiritual disciplines, fasting is probably one of the least practiced today. Fasting is hard. It's not easy. It takes grit, but it is so worth it. In the Old Testament, the main Hebrew word for fasting is tsom, which means to abstain from food. And in the New Testament, the Greek word nesteu, that we translate as fast, means to abstain from eating. Biblically speaking, fasting means going without food for the purpose of earnestly seeking God in prayer. It's something to be done privately, not publicly, as a demonstration to God that we are desperate for Him and His counsel. Humans don't naturally desire to go without food. That's not something on our agenda. Fasting is a way to show God that we are crying out to Him so fervently that we will forsake a total necessity in order to seek Him and hear His voice. There are many examples of fasting in the Bible. Moses fasted while meeting with God on Mount Sinai and receiving divine revelation. Daniel fasted and received revelation regarding Israel's future. You have Hannah, who was barren and desperately wanted a child, and she prayed and fasted and became pregnant with Samuel, a great Old Testament leader. There are examples of fasting in times of emergency, disaster, and war, and moments when nations fasted as a form of repentance. After being blinded on the road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus fasted and ultimately experienced restoration of his sight and was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself fasted for 40 days in preparation for his public ministry and also to overcome the temptation of the devil. He also discussed fasting with his followers. So since we're currently in the midst of Lent, it's one of the oldest observations on the Christian calendar, and from the earliest days, it involved abstaining from food as a form of self-examination, repentance, and preparation during the 40 days leading up to Easter. Some of you that are listening to this actually may be fasting right now, and then there's some of you that are probably choosing not to fast, but to abstain from any number of things that are hindering your relationship with God. You may be saying no to an indulgence like television or social media or inessential shopping because it takes your focus away from Christ. While there's an important distinction between giving up something worldly and biblical fasting, there is an absolute need, personally and culturally, to abstain from the prevailing lifestyle themes of indulgence, constance, and instantaneousness. Many of us are endlessly scrolling through our phones, frequently seeking a new TV series to binge watch on, or incessantly refreshing our browser for the latest social media or news alerts. There is no doubt that we are in an age of accessibility and information overload, and to be honest, it makes it difficult to focus on God's voice at times because we're ceaselessly bombarded by things threatening to drown Him out. We need to simplify our lives and reduce the things that overcomplicate it, because in doing this, we find freedom, both from bondage and idolatry, but also freedom in pure relationship and communion with our Creator. These days leading up to Easter are a perfect time to slow down and reevaluate our relationship with God. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus and focus on the cross and the obedient sacrifice of Christ. He gave it all for us, and He is our ultimate necessity above anything else we can ever be offered. Lord, I need You. That's what fasting reminds us of. It's removal of an earthly necessity and surrender of ourselves in order to be filled instead with Him. I would encourage you not to just give up chocolate or TV or caffeine, but to abstain from food and fast if your health permits it. You could start with one meal or one day a week and allow it to be a time where you specifically focus your full attention on Christ. Fasting releases us from the constant distractions surrounding us and the unworthy things vying for our attention. It helps us to be attuned to God's voice and to remember that we need to depend on Him every single moment of every single day. He is the one we must rely on for our spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. No other source can satisfy that. John Piper explained it well when he wrote that at its heart, Fasting is an intensification of prayer. It's a physical exclamation point at the end of the sentence, "We hunger for you to come in power." It's a cry with your body, "I really mean it, Lord. This much, I hunger for you." So let's take a deep breath, posture our hearts to reflect our sacrificial God, and let's dive into the Word. Matthew chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. "But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Psalm chapter 42, verse 2. "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25. "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him." Micah chapter 7, verse 7. "But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Psalm chapter 62, verse 5. "For God alone, all my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him." Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." Ezra chapter 8, verse 23. "So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty." Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 9. "Is not this kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Daniel chapter 9, verses 3 through 5. "So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, 'Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws." Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. "They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name." John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that really keeps you encouraged and motivated. I want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim and to read the Bible in a year with us at Bible in 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.